home from work the other day. I was tired. I just wanted to sit back in my big chair and play a little Xbox. You know, relax a little. Then my wife comes in. She starts telling me I play too much Xbox. I said, what the fuck do you mean? This is just how I relax. Can I just play a little Xbox? Then she says, I saw on Oprah today that guys that play video games don't love their wife. I'm like, motherfucking bitch, fuck Oprah. I don't give a fuck. I just wanna play my video game. I don't give a fuck about Oprah. Oprah ain't got no man. You better worry about your motherfucking self. I just wanna kill some motherfuckers on Xbox. She says, you seem like you have an anger problem. Maybe you need some help. I'm like, bitch, call the police now. You wanna be institutionalized? You come out brainwashed, bloodshot eyes. You wanna have anything to say? They'll brainwash you, see they wait. I'm not crazy.
Institution.
You're the one that's crazy.
Institution.
You drive me crazy.
Institution.
You put me in an institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. The other day I go on the internet. I'm just trying to check my email. So I put in my password, it says I have an invalid password. I know my fucking password, so then it says go to customer service. So I get on customer service, I start talking to this dude. This motherfucker sound like he's from India or some shit. He says to me, what's your first dog's name? I don't know what my fucking first dog's name was. What the fuck's the matter with you? I just want my password. Give me my fucking password. So then he ends up giving me my password and he says, your password has been sent to your email address. I'm like, I can't get in my email address. What about can't get in my email address? Do you not understand, motherfucker? He says, oh my God, it seems like you have an anger problem. You should have that checked out.
Ah! I'm not crazy.
Institution.
You're the one that's crazy.
Institution.
You drive me crazy.
Institution.
You put me in an institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself.
The other day I'm just sitting alone on lunch break at my job trying to eat a ham sandwich. Got a little potato chips in the side, a little Kool-Aid. This motherfucker walks up to me and says, are you gonna eat that? Like, yeah, I'm gonna eat that. What do you fucking think I'm gonna do? Shove it up your ass? Do you understand that that pork could kill you? Look, motherfucker, pork is not gonna kill me unless they figure a way to shoot it out of a fucking gun. But I might kill you if you keep fucking with me. He says, hey, calm down. I'm a vegan. Fuck a vegan. I could give a fuck if you eat sawdust, motherfucker. Just step away from my fucking sandwich. He says, do you realize how much sugar is in that Kool-Aid? I said, do you realize how much blood is in the human body? Do you want to see it, motherfucker? He said, oh my God, you need therapy. You have an anger problem.
I'm not crazy.
Institution.
You're the one that's crazy.
Institution.
You drive me crazy.
Institution. You put me in an institution. Said it was your solution to give me the professional help to save me from the enemy myself. Suicidal.
What the fuck is up, everybody? You guys already know what time it is. It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast, of course, where the bastard himself is from. 9 o'clock in Central. It is time for the motherfucking asylum. Just coming off some huge pay-per-view events. A lot of shit to go over tonight. A lot of shit to fall out from last night's pay-per-view, at least. As I already see both of them are here. So what the fuck is up, everybody? I've seen a lot of people going on. I got a lot of shit covered tonight. It is going to be unreal tonight, folks. First thing, as always, I got somebody already sitting here in queue. Let me bring them on right now.
Yeah, it's not like they don't know
who's sitting
in queue.
What the fuck is up?
This here joint, man. What's up with you, man? How you doing, fucker?
Oh, it has been fucking fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two huge pay-per-views in 2 weeks.
Yeah, last night was a hell of a night.
Oh, yeah.
If you missed last night, people, where the fuck were you? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, it was unreal. I will say that. So
yeah.
It just it. And as I've already been seeing here in the chat, and I did see it earlier going around W as well, I'll say it right now. Congratulations to Hothead Red and D'Angelo getting married tomorrow night.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Cool. You're getting married the same night SOA's premiering back on air. Wicked. That's cool. Two good things tomorrow night.
So, I mean, I've got a huge amount of stuff here. One of the first things I'm going to bring up, as everyone knows, we just had the big pay-per-view last week down, of course, over at Wrigley, which was a personal favorite to me, being a Cubs fan myself. It was great to entertain in Wrigley.
Ooh, this is true. You are a Cubs fan.
Of course, as yes, I am. Of course, as we mentioned, the huge joint pay-per-view between Sacrifice and RAWF last night. And we're not stopping. The first huge announcement, you know, coming up in October. Thank you, Buckshot. I did retain my championship. I know, Drifty, I know.
Oh.
I told you. I even gave you the rare chance. I gave you a week notice. Don't show up because I'm going to hurt you. You showed up. I hurt you.
Oh, and don't be too scared. Kelly won't hurt you too bad, Link. Sorry.
And as I was saying, the month of October, of course, everybody celebrates Halloween.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well, I'm not everybody, God fucking damn it.
Hey, man, I'm going
to... I choose to recognize one of the other, my other personal favorite holiday in October, Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah.
So, October 19th, live on pay-per-view from the Staples Center. No, I did not stutter. You heard it right. We are taking over the Staples Center, goddammit. Sacrifice yeah. Championship Wrestling is proud to present Sacrifest.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
And of course, speaking of Sacrifice and pay-per-views and such, I do have someone else to bring on. Of course, as everyone knows, one of my GMs in Sacrifice Championship Wrestling, my best friend and co-host, what the fuck's up?
What the fuck's up?
Hey, honey.
Hey.
Oh, you sound real enthusiastic.
Oh, I'm... technical difficulties on my part.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I know, I saw. I'm sorry, Mordrin. Jesus Christ, I can't help it,
fucking with my damn studio.
Yeah, no, you know what? Kiss my what? For how many fucking cookies? Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God, she made a cookie reference. Yes.
Tanky, you can hate me later. I forgot the cookies.
It's okay. It's okay. The cookie reference makes up for it. It's all good.
Now, I do have another person here. I am going to get to this point because, I have a lot of points to cover tonight. I am going to get to this one now as I'm waiting for somebody else to arrive to address the second point. While everything is going on, though, everyone knows it's Monday night. You're at Sacrifice Wrestling. 5-minute tournament shot, the Pain Championship. You got to fucking tell me if you're going to be there.
Or send me a private message so I can take notes.
And while you guys are telling me, I do have someone to bring on. As I mentioned, last night's big pay-per-view, Radical Sacrifices. Please welcome everyone to the Asylum.
Too damn
Judgment.
Hey, Marcia.
I know,
Judgy.
Oh, it's been a hell 24 hours.
I don't trust you. And I smell something fishy. You act just like those
so.
Cakes.
Let me start getting people here, as I'm seeing people already jumping in the chat.
Good nigga. And then there's two more buddies I haven't handled.
So let's see here, as I'm trying to get people in as quickly as I can here.
Margin, while you do that, I have something to read.
All right, you go ahead and take care of that. That was the reason I got you on now, so I could get this while you're taking care of that.
I'm not even
over there.
I know you're in the chat tonight, and I have Freak's last will and testimony. It says, I, Freak Icon, do hereby, on mind, body, want to read his will. To everybody, fire, pyrotech, sun, Shifty, I freak you all of my cigars, all my smokes, all of my matches, all of my bongs. Girl, I leave my wild, wild Saturday night squishy. To margin and sacrifice, I leave the sum of $3 million.
Nading?
Okay, so is that the same?
Wow.
Holy shit.
To Hothead Red and D'Angelo, I leave. Oh, Hawaiian house in Malibu. To 00 Buckshot, I leave my first title belt. To Jonathan Nate, my Ferrari and Lamborghini. I will seek revenge.
As of right now,
on one King Outlaw and one Lord Amadeus and R-A-W-F. You two have completely met your match. You thought I was hell before. Once I get over this, if I ever get over this, every moment of your breath, I will deliver excruciating pain. Like I said, guys, I'm going to become a cancer. I'm going to live inside of both of you, and I will make your souls cry. Now, with that, I'm going to sit over here at the station table with you guys and just listen to your show.
Alrighty, man. I am definitely, I'm not directly involved in the situation itself, but I will sit back and see how it goes. So let me see here. And I definitely was very shocked at the gift there. That definitely a surprise there.
Can I speak?
Well, I'm sure you can. We can't figure out how to shut you up yet.
Mordrin, just shut up. Nobody's talking to you. You know, Judgy, I sat back.
Yes.
I sat back through everything they made you do. I stayed out of it. But I can't stay out of it no more, Bubba. I've told people, you don't fuck with my friends, and you sure as fuck don't fuck with my family. I can't stay out of it no more. It ain't happening.
Now, what I have so far, be sure I'm catching everyone, so listen up, folks. I got Tank Girl. I got Lincoln. Viper King. Amadeus. John Taylor. Leia. And Psychotic. X-Maniac.
Me.
Am I missing anybody? Speak up.
Me. And L.A., you better pray to God it's not my face you see across from in that ring tonight. You better hope that's not one of your first motherfucking matches, because I swear to God there will be blood on that mat.
Eddie would like an invite.
All right. Actually, normally I don't even send invites. I just throw people in automatically. Thank you, Judge, because I am literally adding people in as we speak. And, of course, I do have some other people to bring on here.
Oh, my husband.
First one here. What the fuck's up?
What's up, guys?
Who is it?
It's Dewey. Who you think it is?
Ah. What the fuck's going on?
Not much, brother. Just calling in to see what was going on. I'm not at my computer at the moment because I've got no internet.
Okay, let me see here. So, what all... What the
anyway.
Fuck has been going on?
Nothing much, bud. Nothing much.
No, Kelly, I'm going to answer you right now here. Kelly, no, you do not, as the champion, you are not in the tournament. That is the one thing I run differently, is the winner automatically gets their shot tonight. Or if the champ isn't there, they automatically become the champion. So as a champion, you are not eligible to compete. So let me see here. And welcome to the chat, boss lady.
Wait a second, I want to see what's the last beer.
Now, I do got something here that I have to address before I bring my other callers on here.
What's that?
And this is something I have to address, so this is a point that I am taking the floor as mine, and if people don't like it, I will mute you if I have to.
Pretty much, you try to interrupt Mordred, and I'm stabbing you because that's just the fucking mood I'm in. So shut your fucking mouth, sit down, and just fucking listen for 5 minutes.
Sure.
Rowdy Harrison.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Me and you got a bone to pick.
Okay, what did I do this time? Oh, wait.
After your little debacle last week on this show, how motherfucking dare you?
Oh, last week, okay.
I don't know where you thought in what convoluted corner of your mind that this was a good fucking idea to come on my show thinking you run shit other than your mouth. I don't know where you thought this was a good idea to sit there and come in and try to blast everybody. And then sit there and hang up before anyone can get a response, thinking you were hot shit. And the only thing you were out of that proving is you are shit.
Well, considering now that... Well,
I don't know.
Shut
the fuck up. I'm not done with you. I don't know what... There isn't even an insult for it. For you to sit there and go out publicly and lie about me to every person around, when you damn well know I straight said it on the air that I was bringing you on right now, and you ran like a bitch.
All right, what did I do wrong now?
And then you turned right around to the feed and said that I was kissing people's asses, that I wouldn't let you on the air. I have spent more time than you have spent in your career meaning something to promote. This is an open forum. I don't care who you are. I may hate your guts. I will still have you on this show to air your shit. And for you to go out and try and lie to me straight to my face, knowing I'm out there, and still lie through your motherfucking teeth, saying I wouldn't let you on? You know, there are a lot of things that I let slide. You raised hell in my company. I thought it was good for business, so I let it go. I let it go to the point that people were actually coming to you and saying, lay off. And you blatantly ignored them. I let it slide. I booked you a match instead. I put up a pay-per-view scene, and again, you do the same thing. And I let it slide because I figured it was good to generate some attention in the pay-per-view scene. But, you know, when I sit here week after week, and I will straight go a little bit beyond part of the thing there, several of us sat around one night and tried to help you week after week. And there are quite a few that can vouch for that fact, if you want to try to lie about me again.
No, I'm not going to. Shut the fuck up,
I didn't say speak. For you to sit there after everything I've not only put up with, at the expense of risking people within my company, a company that people out there have busted their ass because they believe in it. They have put their money, their time, they put everything into that place because they believe in that. They support me. They back me out of the goodness of their thoughts. For you to run a risk of tearing any part of that down, that alone should pull your motherfucking head off. But no, you weren't done there. You see, I admit I'm a bastard. I admit that I'm an asshole.
Again.
I admit I have done some foul shit to people, and I will tell them right in their face with a smile as I'm doing it. But one thing I have always had is a straight-out reputation for being open. And for you to sit there to my face and lie about that. That's the last straw. That's it. So the one thing that I have not had to do in over a year and a half combined, between, you know, the multiple different organizations of Ty and such, is actually something I am going to have to look at doing, I believe. And it's not something that I've really ever thought I would have to do, because that brings me to my next point. One that I take very seriously, as anyone knows me. You had a match at Power and Glory, Rowdy, did you not?
Yeah.
Now, there were some particular stipulations on that match, was there not?
For the 2 weeks for the radio show, yeah.
Now, the biggest point of this is that not only did you not honor that stipulation, and before you even come up with an excuse, I don't want to hear it. Because I already went and looked at your feed a while back, and you weren't going to honor the stipulation anyway, whether you won or lost. And that you do not do to that fucking company, to those fucking people that have put their time and their energy into building it. So, Rowdy Harrison, you are fired. Goodbye. and I didn't have to hang up on him. He ran like a bitch.
Per se, like normal. Go figure. And Rowdy, to clear things up a little, I said I wasn't going to let you on. Never said Mordrin wouldn't. I said I wasn't bringing you on. So get your facts straight, you little bitch.
Now that that point has been handled, I have two more callers that have been in queue, and they've been in queue for a bit, so I am going to get them on right now. First off, since you are live.
Mordrin, it is not often that a man can actually get me excited, but damn, dude, that was freaking awesome. I need a cigarette. Seriously. Wow.
Oh, thank you. There's just certain lines you don't cross.
And that's exactly what he did. I told you this was going to happen, because he did that shit in RAWF. I wasn't going to put up with it. I knew as sure as hell you weren't going to put it up with. But now let's talk about something more serious, something extremely more serious, because, you know, Rowdy's history, so he's really not even worth it anymore. Judge. Judgment.
So did you come to gloat more than what you did yesterday?
Judge, I am not gloating at all. I feel deeply, deeply upset about what happened last night with Freak Icon. You have no idea. I don't even know how to begin to tell you how much I want to make things up to you. I know I can't possibly ever bring Freak back. I know there's nothing, but I mean, I did not intend for any of this to happen.
Judgy.
I truly did not.
He's okay, Paige.
I truly did not mean for any of this move.
Well, I do got another person to bring on here. Oh, here we go. Hey! Let's flip a coin tonight!
Oh, man. Do we really have to hear from Mr. Claw?
I told you, Judgment. I warned you for weeks and weeks. My redemption would come. And when it came, you would fall harder than you have ever fallen before. And now, the redemption karma has come full circle. You have lost. I have won.
Oh, you won.
I what? While you're going through coin flip mania here, I got someone else to bring on at the same time here.
But seriously, Judge, I'm truly saddened. And I don't know what I'm going to be able to do to help fix this, but I'm going to find something to at least make things better.
Alright, my next caller, you are live. What the fuck's up?
My Pringles are up right now.
Shut up, Addy. I love Pringles.
Not lying to you. Look, I'm good as hell, too. But, yeah.
Now, I know we are running a little behind, and I got someone else to bring on here real quick. This might be a little live, folks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What the fuck's up? You're live. What's up?
Can you guys hear me all right?
I can hear you.
All right, Marjorie, first off, before anything is said, talk to Susie. I sent her a message through her inbox 2 days ago telling her thank you, but no thank you on the 2 weeks of with radio of Judgment and Caden, because I found out that Addie was going to be a part of it. So you can't blame me for that, because if you don't believe me, go and ask Susie. She'll tell you the same damn thing.
I've already seen the message, first off. Second off, and that's why I said before you even say a word, I happened to look at your feed when you had your whole hissy fit in RAWF, and I happened to see the comment straight from your mouth. I'm not done. Don't you cut me off. I swear to fucking God.
Just shut your hole, dude.
I straight saw out of your mouth for you telling somebody if you lost, you were going on a 2-week hiatus.
Well, yeah, that's true. I did
so you
that.
Had no intention of fulfilling the stipulation either way. So for that, you have been fired.
And I did. I was going to say it before, but then I got cut off. I apologize for that, and I don't blame you for firing me.
Excuse me.
I got someone to bring on here real quick. Please welcome to the asylum the boss of Back to Basics Radio, Susie the Elf. What's up, boss lady?
Hey, boss lady.
Hey, boss lady, you live.
My microphone is muted.
Ah, there we go.
First of all, this lying little piece of turd that's floating around on air right now, don't breathe deep, people, because, you know, you shouldn't breathe that stuff in, you know. Let's talk about what he said. He said it was an honor to fight against you and be able to host the show for 2 weeks on Sunday. But my schedule and real life issues, I'm going to pass on the co-host duties. Nothing was ever said about Addie being there. The stipulations were you lose. You were my servant for 2 weeks.
Right.
If I lost, you had to host two shows with Judge and Caden. It was pure, simple stipulations.
See you later, baby. I'll be there soon.
You know, if you didn't have internet, okay, then say, hey, I don't have internet right now, but as soon as I get back, I'll fulfill my stipulations. If you had said that to me, I would not have gone to Mordrin and said, hey, look what this little piece of crap is saying.
Don't even go
there, Rowdy. You are a piece of crap that can't live up to your word. And you flat out admitted that if you had lost, you weren't going to fulfill your stipulation. So you,
I'll admit it. I wasn't going to fulfill it.
To just find your way down the toilet and into the sewer where you really belong. Because there are people who are putting their time, their effort, and their energy into building these companies and making these companies successful. I don't do stipulation matches. I'm still going to say it. I don't
go
do stipulation
it.
Matches. I did one for Sacrifice because I believe in the company, and I knew it would make for a good lead up to the pay-per-view and a good pay-per-view match. Pieces of crap like Rowdy Harris don't belong.
He don't belong.
I judge you.
He don't belong.
All right, I got some people to jump back in here.
Mordrin.
Because for some reason I got to bring on here. What the fuck's up? What's up?
Who's doing this?
I've got a duplicate call coming in, and I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going on with it.
Hi, Marjorie.
Who that? Who there?
Who the fuck's that?
Uh-roh.
Okay.
And it was on rowdy night for the first half hour of the show. And I didn't say a fucking word.
Hey, Morgan.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, everyone. How are we on this fine night?
How are you dare interrupt when I was paying tribute to my husband? What more do you want from me? What more?
Oh, I'm not done with you yet, Judge. I'm not done. You think this is over? It's not. You've got a lot more suffering to go through. If you thought that was it, you're sadly mistaken. You see, what I did last night was probably the highlight of my career, the best moment I've ever had. And why? Because I got to pull one over on Mr. Judgment. I got to see you ride in pain. I got to see you fall to suffering. And you know how much I enjoyed that? Last night was the best sleep I've ever had. Ever.
Well, not to interrupt you here real quick, but this is a last call, folks. I know we are running a little bit late tonight, but this is a last call if you want in for the 5-minute tournament. Speak up now.
Morgan, it's fine. You can interrupt sacks of crap like these two right here.
Oh, no. This is his domain that we're residing in right now. But Judgment, as I was saying, I got home after doing that, and I laid down in the softest bed next to the most beautiful woman ever, and I slept for 13 straight hours. It was great knowing that I had accomplished things that people had only dreamed of, bringing you down to absolutely nothing and then crushing you under my foot.
You've taken everything. You've taken my husband. You took my title. You took in my dignity.
Invite is sent, Drifty.
What more? Just stop this.
Spend
a few hours with him and rest him in peace.
Oh, Judgy, hold on. I have a present for you, and it's my lovely assistant. Would be so kind as to bring it forward. That would be great.
What is this now?
Just hold on. Hold on.
Oh, man. Oh, that's such an injury. I fell in love in a 7-Eleven parking lot. That I-
Hello, everybody.
And welcome to Sacrifice Championship Wrestling, Drifty. And welcome to the Asylum, Sasha.
Ready whenever you are.
Honey, do you have the presents for Mr. Judgment here?
Yes. We have a little tight. Should I tighten it harder?
I think you should. Judgment, draw your eyes to the lovely Sasha. And see what she's holding.
What are you holding, Sasha?
Don't you recognize your own husband, Judgment?
What? What?
I told you it would not be that easy, Judge.
Allah, I swear to God. Give him back to me now.
Oh, no. No. You see, Sasha and I aren't done having fun yet. Isn't that right, dear?
Is it time to use it? Can I use it now?
No,
by
don't.
All means, go
don't.
Right ahead.
I hear three clothes being
changed. Stop it, Outlaw.
I'm not.
You made me suffer for 24 hours.
Oh, you're not done. You are not done yet, Judge. I told you. Did you not read the letter last night?
What do you want? What else do you want?
Let's see. What do I want? You know, let's make tonight not about what I want, but what Sasha wants. Oh.
Stop her.
I'm not stopping a thing.
Please.
Hey, Angel, are you fighting tonight?
Now, let's see. What would you like from him?
Like from Judgment? I want him to tell everyone how sexy my legs really are. Getting a little heavy in my hand.
Okay, stop. Sasha, your legs are as sexy as a stripper pole. They're as smooth as a stripper pole. Your legs are... You have supermodel legs.
Chachi.
What?
Oh, I'm going to be ill.
I am going to be starting this event, folks. As they are talking, I will be putting the matches in the chat.
Now, Jesse, I want you to tell everybody how awesome I am in the hot tub.
Oh, God. I think I'm going to puke. Here's a bag, man. Here.
All right, round one, Lincoln versus John Taylor. Paige versus Drifty.
Why I gotta fight my nephew on a night like this? Really? Come on now.
Viper King versus
Outlaw, you're
Addiction.
A dead man. Sasha, I'll take you out too if I have to. Someone in Addiction.
Lord Amadeus versus a Psycho Axe Maniac. Good luck to everybody in round one as they are. I will be bouncing back and forth between matches.
Daddy, I'm waiting.
Sasha, having you in the hot tub is like a dream come true. The way you please a guy in the hot tub.
Oh, my God.
Is amazing, immaculate, and tantalizing.
Oh. If y'all throw up, I'm going to throw up, too. This is not going to be pretty. Keep it together here, people.
I do see I have some callers in queue, guys. I am getting to everything as quickly as I can here, guys.
Your legs are like vapor rub.
Vapor rub?
Vapor rub?
Yes, they have a smell that only Vicks.
I'm sorry, what?
They're nice. Okay, stop. They're nice, they're lovely, they're long, they're... Yes, your legs are amazing.
Judge, you can do so much better than that. Come on, get to it.
Yes, Sasha, your legs are like what Colonel Sanders wishes he had in his 10-piece bucket. I mean, your legs are as amazing as a slick Lamborghini just having a paint job. When I saw your legs for the first time, it reminded me of a dog's erection. I mean, it wasn't a dog's erection. It was a smooth, bigger bottle. It was so smooth and tantalizing. I just wanted to lick them legs up and down and make your toes curl the way that your husband can't. I mean, the way that your husband does, just saying your name.
Congratulations,
very
the Viper King.
You.
Oh.
Very good, Judgy. Very good. Okay, I'm satisfied. Well, until I get home without
one. Never mind.
Oh, don't worry. You will be.
Give me my husband, please. I'm begging
no,
you.
No,
please,
no. You see,
I will give you anything.
You're not done yet, Judge. You have something coming up. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
I'm going to throw you into Mordrin's all-time favorite match.
Congratulations, Paige.
Do you know what that is?
And John Taylor?
A street fight.
There you go, John.
No.
A first
and Lord Amadeus.
We're going to go ahead and throw you into a Hell in the Cell.
What?
You're
all right, round two.
Corner.
I have Maddie versus John Taylor. Paige versus Realm. Tank Girl versus Viper King.
Me, hold on. Is that me versus Viper King? I can never hear when she starts
yes,
giggling.
Yes, that is you versus
you.
Viper King. And we have LA versus Leia Dreamwolf.
Ooh.
Good luck, everybody, in the next rounds.
Okay, so you're going to put me in Morgan's Hell in a Cell.
That's right. And we're going to make things a little more interesting. The cage is going to be electrified. We're going to go ahead and hook up about 25 car batteries up to that son of a bitch.
Did someone say electrified?
No.
No,
electrified. No. Nobody said that.
Oh. Oh, that is why I love you oh so much. But
I do have someone else here to bring on as well to kind of mix in here a little bit. What the fuck's up?
Who that?
Caller, what the fuck's up?
Who might you be?
Okay, well, you can sit and listen, and I will go to the other one I have here.
Hello, Mordrin.
What the fuck's up? Who's this?
Do Did you hear her, Morgan?
No, he didn't. That would be your other protege, you know, the other one you trained, you know, my baby sister. Nutta,
okay, well,
I'll
say, you know, get a little clearer because I do train a lot of people.
Uh-huh. It's me, Morgan Justice.
What the fuck's up?
Nothing, just listening to this nonsense that's going on with this torturing of my sister's brother. Not
anyway, let's see. Your hell in a cell is going to be electrified.
You're
and I'm going to put
Uncle.
You.
Okay,
yeah,
who is this
one? You're done. You're done like dinner, Outlaw. I know you're my coach and all, but you're done like fucking dinner.
Would you two shut the fuck up for half a second and let me speak?
No.
You really want freaks killed, don't you? Legitimately this time.
Calm down.
Don't hesitate.
What do you want?
Okay, so you get two opponents this time. And in fact, we're going to go ahead and throw the two loudmouths there against you.
Huh? Won't do it.
Congratulations
to
Jerrica on her advancement.
I won't do it, Outlaw.
You won't do it? You're not going to have a choice.
Who's the other loudmouth? You? I won't do it.
Did she just say who the other loudmouth is?
Well, there was another female, too, who had something to say.
Oh,
she was loud, too. Come on.
What the hell?
Yeah, you're not loud.
Yeah,
enough.
But I don't have the other one in my company, so I can't do that.
You can if you want to.
You can
problem
say
solved.
I don't have a choice.
Hello.
But I'm not doing it.
That's fine. Let your partner do all the work. And
uh-huh. Yeah, no, just
either
Jerrica,
of you three, if either of you three don't do this, then we'll get to watch Freak get executed. That's your challenge for this week,
yeah,
Toby.
Yeah, Paige, come on.
How long are you going to suffer?
Congratulations to John Taylor and Lord Amadeus as well.
I do love it.
John,
he
just not
demanding.
Well,
now. You better run far and you better hide good, because I swear to God, I got about a box of knives with your fucking name on them.
Well, then I guess I will announce that match for Weekend Warriors.
And pin. Ooh, BK kicked out. Wow. There's a box that'll be joining Outlaws with your fucking name on it, you little skank.
Oh, Pagers, it's so nice how eloquent your language is.
Fuck off, you dumb bitch. All right, I moved on to the next round. Just beat Viper King. Good match, man.
Congratulations, Tank. So that brings us to our semifinals. John Taylor versus Paige.
Tanky, I'm sorry, but I gotta beat your son.
Honey, you know what? All's fair.
Tank Girl versus Lord Amadeus.
Let's go, Lord. I'm addicted to hair gel.
Excuse me.
So as they are both in the ring, good luck to the remaining four. So if I'm hearing that right, Outlaw, so for Weekend Warriors, it's supposed to be Judge versus Tank and Paige in Electrified Hell in a Cell.
Correct.
Oh, hell no.
So good luck to you three, and I want to see a legitimate match. No tomfoolery, no shenanigans, no fucking around. That's all. And now, my dear, we have some things to attend to. Shall we get to them?
Oh, fuck.
See you all later.
Take off, eh?
Bye-bye.
You pay.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
I have absolutely not one shred of fucking respect for you any longer, Outlaw. And that's saying a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody sneezed whore. What?
I
need to go be disinfected.
Judgment, I am truly sorry for everything that's happened overnight. I never expected.
Amadeus, let me tell you something.
You reap what you sow, puppet master.
Oh,
hey, it's flip a coin knife.
I will find a way to fix this, Judge. I'll talk to Outlaw. Yeah, I'll be right.
And Amadeus, I'm gonna find a way to fix this as well. Fix it. You have 48 hours.
Yay, pagers.
L.A., if you win that match against Tank, your best bet is just to lay down in the fucking ring because I'm tearing your ass up.
Congratulations to Paige for advancing to the finals. Of course, the winner will go on tonight to face Crushing Kelly.
Fucking son of a bitch. Fuck you, L.A. Punched him in the face with a DQ. Fucking.
Whoever gets Lord Amadeus Canoe next, do your worst.
It is Jerrica versus Lord Amadeus in the finals. There is the link. Good luck to both of you. As I will have that match open going as well.
All right, I'm going.
Went to bed in about 10 minutes.
Okay, Amadeus.
In the tournament.
Come on, pagers.
So could we see another match here of Paige versus Kelly?
Those are always good matches. Come on, pagers.
Oh, and she'll roll the house of fire on him, and he could not get the short arm. She ducked under that. Justice, since I hear you there, what are you running with calling yourself nowadays anyway?
Justice Marie.
Oh,
way to go, Paige.
Back to my normal name.
That's all good, man.
Did you hear me, Morgan? All
righty. Yes, I did, and invite is sent to sacrifice. And all no, right. Red, she
I'll
is not. Sasha is not in sacrifice right now. Alrighty, so Amadeus was DQ'd there.
He took a bitch way out.
I don't know if I so much call it that one. The referees have been getting a little stricter lately, I've been noticing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's time they want to start earning their check. But what that does mean is, first off, congratulations to Jerrica.
Okay.
So that means tonight she will face Crushing Kelly for the Pain Championship.
I love you, Kelly. You're my niece, but the mood I'm in right now, I would not want to be across the ring from me.
First, my daughter-in-law, not my daughter. Come on, man.
And your son.
Oh, she's looking to end my family, I'm telling you. Just stop us all. Stop us all in the leg again and get it over with. Fuck.
Hey, Red.
Shed.
So.
I don't know what they've done pissing the two redheads off.
That match is officially live. Good luck to both ladies.
Oi, redheads, what am I, fucking chop liver here? Come on.
30-minute time limit for the Pain Championship.
Oh.
I swear to God, Red's my evil twin.
Well, you got triplets.
And this one's got a tank.
So, I mean, Viper King, you've been kind of quiet through all this.
Am I on?
Uh-huh.
You've been on!
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell at all.
When you get beeped at, when it beeps, you're here. And
okay.
Just speak.
It's on the beep?
Yeah.
I said you're here. I said you're live.
You said
yeah,
you got there.
Please.
Oh, Viper King, don't worry. You're forgiven. Good match, by the way.
I don't think I was even Dale for that match. I'm so upset at Outlaw right now.
And I do want to also say congratulations to Viper King, who is the new
Speed Demon
Speed Demon champion.
Oh, what about me, man? I beat the shit out of Ryo for the Constant Warrior, and then I retained the title.
Yes. Well, that one changes so much.
Too.
It's a lottery title.
I know.
You know how hard it is to keep track of that damn thing? But congratulations on that.
I've been I got some fucking gold. It's all good.
Tank was happy she finally got a championship back.
So, but it's just Viper King's moment at the moment. So.
And yeah, Viper King, yes, did defeat Realm to win his
did.
First championship.
Yes, I did. And I DQ'd in that one match. I can't believe I did that.
Guys, it's time. We need you.
Huh?
Right. Morgan, because of Amadeus and Outlaw and now Sasha's input, there's someone that will be returning. Just a little example.
Misfits. Guess who's back?
And
Outlaw, Amadeus, I told you you're about to face hell.
I love you, Kelly. I really do. But you can thank Sasha, Outlaw, and Lord, I'm a douchebag.
Lord, I'm a douchebag.
What, douche canoe, douche nozzle, whatever.
Say congratulations to Jerrica, the new pain champion, for the second time.
Again.
Oh, Thunder Buddy! Well, I'm a douche canoe, douche nozzle. Choose one.
Silence.
Choose them all.
Jerrica Page, you want to be a hero? Next week on Asylum, I challenge you to a lose-and-leave sacrifice match.
Won't happen. I'm a GM, bitch. You want it, though? Bring it. I'm not going to turn down a fucking challenge. What, you gonna be a pussy just like everybody else and fucking run? Your ass
this
will go down
from
just like
just
a fucking
recently
rest
remember. Your mouth runs faster than Rowdy Harrison.
Oh,
blah, blah,
hell.
Blah, blah, blah,
wow.
Blah, 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 blah. Mordred, make it happen.
All right, folks, next week it will be live. Do not miss it. Lord Amadeus versus Jerrica Page.
You know something, Amadeus? Just because you guys have fucked with me so much, just because you guys think you've broken me, I have a buddy that has a message for you, and this goes out to you, Outlaw. And Sasha.
I thought I was going to get to it, but never mind.
So enjoy while you guys can.
Very interesting. I do have someone else here to call in to promote here. Give me just a second here, as I'm also receiving messages at the same time. Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen of the Asylum.
Oh, God, he just branded him again.
Welcome to the Asylum, the sadistic one, Sean Hubbard.
I'm just listening to this bot challenge your wife to a loser leaves sacrifice match.
Jer's not my wife, but Jer's my GM.
Yeah.
Jer's my protege. She's my ex-wife.
Best friends.
You know, she's my best friend, and we've you know, raised hell all over the world together.
October 1st, ladies and gentlemen, Road Warrior Animal on the 1 year anniversary edition of PWR Slam, and we will pay tribute to Road Warrior Hawk.
I don't
3 hours
go.
Live,
that was
1 hour
Quill.
After party.
I don't
Hank,
really go to
Quill
PWR.
Was so loud, my dog.
I
my
would be there.
Out.
Shouldn't have been that bad. Sorry. That comes from the back of my throat, not even from my vocal cords, really.
Oh,
we all know what comes from the back of your
Shut
throat.
Shut your hole.
Jake, you left that one wide open.
Yeah,
I know. Why do you think I was ready with the shut your hole?
If he hadn't said it, I was going to.
Oh.
He beat me to it.
Anyways, I love me some LOD and some animals, so yeah.
Hank, I heard you prefer your men like animals.
I heard you like a fat lip and a black eye. Never mind.
This Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, we will have Rosie. He is the brother of Roman Reigns.
You may also know him as what was it? They called him the shit. Superhero in training. He tagged
with Hurricane.
Yeah, he idolized him, did anything he wanted. Huge butt kisser, you know, him.
Well, he was also a member earlier than that of 3 Minute Warning.
That is correct.
True enough.
Yes, he was.
3 Minute Warning, motherfuckers.
I promise not to geek out too bad.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
A word of advice, don't let Hank on air the night that you have Animal on.
Oh, no, I contain myself. I only giggle. I don't squeal.
The all of us who will be listening, our ears will thank you.
Actually, I did pretty good when I interviewed Jumping Jim Brunzel. That was pretty fun.
It was only when we had Eric Freedom on almost a year that he freaked out.
Yeah, because it wasn't long after. Well, it had been only about a year and a bit since Savage had died. So when he did Savage, I flipped the hell out. So yeah. But anyways, this is not the Tank Show.
Shut up, Tanky.
Nope.
You should have your own show. You can.
Yeah,
good.
I've had five.
I must
Thank
have
you.
Not.
And speaking of shows and speaking of pay-per-views, I am going to give kind of a quick rundown here. As I've said at the beginning of the show, 2 weeks, two huge pay-per-views. Some of the big events going on, of course, that tag team battle royal. Realm has already advanced into the next round.
Shit.
Lincoln has also advanced. You know, Hatred looking to take those championships for themselves. Uh-huh. Shell has advanced for her chance to reclaim the championship. John Taylor and Mrs. Big Daddy Lav also advancing. So, one of the champions is through, but a lot of fresh faces coming for that gold.
And which championship is this one?
This is the Tag Team Battle Royal. Whoever the last man standing will win the tag titles for their team.
Yeah, you know what? I'm mad about that match. Guess who I end up facing?
Who?
Minnie Fee.
Oh, I'm all thin.
Hey, sometimes life's a bitch.
Yeah,
and then you
I
die.
Know.
Or you meet me.
Or you meet the end of my knife.
Or the end of
now,
my
the
face.
Other big match from Power and Glory that's just about to finish up, of course, is that ladder match scramble. Where, of course, the winner gets an open contract for any championship on the roster. At
except
will.
The main title.
At will.
Paying titles off limits, it's radio.
Any championship. This is the one caveat around that. Someone could literally say they want to complete their collection. They get it at will until the December pay-per-view to cash in. And we are in the finals between Truth and Mrs. Big Daddy Love. One of them is walking out with the championship opportunity.
Ooh, bless you.
Yeah, bless you. Well, whoever was back there was sneezing.
That would be my baby sister.
Hi, baby sister.
Hi.
So I said some huge events going on.
On what part are we going to start promoting shows and stuff? Oh,
it's not
you're
time
breaking
yet.
Up.
It's not
I'm
time to
up.
Pimp. It's not time to pimp your shit.
Oh yeah, we're nowhere close to that. Hell, there's still 45 minutes left.
Yeah, I figure it was near the end.
No.
Oh yeah, it's well near the end. We will, but we're nowhere close.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that.
I got all sorts of shit. You know, going over Radical Sacrifices, you know, of course, L.A. did have to go. He did touch on a couple of matches over there. I am going to touch on some of the ones here on Sacrifices' side of the whole event. Of course, Tommy Lightning did retain Chris Cage in the Men's Championship, and there was a little bit of a... shall we say, disagreement between him and Alex Blake. And the challenge was kind of laid out a little bit, and I like the idea. And part of it was Tommy's idea as well. So on Weekend Warriors, it will be in a non-title match, Alex Blake versus Tommy Lightning.
How in the hell,
if
man?
Alex Blake wins... If Alex Blake wins, he will get a men's title shot.
And now you're breaking up.
Mm-hmm. You're breaking up a lot.
God damn it. Let me guess, that fucking came through.
Yep. Yes, it did.
Oh, fucking course. But as it's been laid down, it will be Alex Blake versus Tommy Lightning. If Alex Blake wins, he will get a men's title shot. And that will be this weekend at Weekend Warriors.
You're okay. You're still on
hold. Now, the other match I'm announcing for Sacrifest on pay-per-view, I'm already going to start this show off, the pay-per-view up, and announce it huge. There is going to be a fatal four-way for the world title. Now, out of that, I will be hand-selecting partial people into that. Of course, the world champion, Big Daddy Love, will be competing. Unless, of course, as we know, that contract, if someone beats him with it, then they will take his place. Now, joining him in this fatal four-way, and it's going to be done the old, traditional style. I am naming the first person in that event now, and the rest I'll name on the way to the event. The first person joining him in that match is someone who every person I have put in front of them, they have beat the hell out of. For months. And that is Cassie Joe.
Ooh. Oh, right on.
That's gonna hold.
Fucking A, man.
So right now, you know two of the four people in the main event. And the rest I'll announce later. I told people we are taking over the fucking Staples Center. So damn, go from people not being able to be heard to now everyone went fucking quiet. What the fuck?
Just
Jesus fucking
that.
Christ.
Because all the excitement, though, you did everything earlier. From the rant against Rowdy to everything else.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, it got so busy tonight, I didn't even get to do my job.
Nope.
That's how busy it was tonight.
Well, guess what? There ain't no time like the present.
No.
Fire it off.
Oh, I had to open my pie hole. All right.
Of course.
And you know, okay, there's too many people on air for me to remember who the fuck who's on air. So fuck y'all. Fuck it.
Take it. Don't get stabbed again.
I'm not going to get stabbed again. All right.
You want to put money on that?
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, Icon, you missed the excitement earlier.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
But anyways, in the chat, we have Addiction, Angel Malice, Big Bowden, Drifty the Shrunken Clown, Gord Sense, Up Gordo, guest number one, guest number two, guest number three, Drifty gets all the cookies. And we got Hothead Red, who's getting married tomorrow night on the Unstoppable Super Show. I hope it's early in the show because it's SOA night. But anyways.
No, it should be later in the show.
Oh.
SOA is at the beginning of the show.
SOA's on. I'm watching the repeat at 11. But, okay, I got my son Jonathan the Grappler Taylor and Judgment, King Outlaw, douchebag.
Dead man walking.
Yeah, I'm going to get a knife in his back. You better fucking watch it. Crushing Kelly, Leia Dreamwolf, Lincoln, what's up, buddy? Maddie, you're on air, I'm on air. The Psychotic Axe and the Haggis himself, Scottish Anarchist. And a war doggy. If you're on air, I'm not announcing you.
Yeah, we know.
And I will finish the second half of this on air. I got, of course, myself, the original East Coast Bastard Mordred, Nightwalker, Jerrica Page, Tank Girl, the boss of Back to Basics Radio, Susie the Elf McHaggis, Justice Marie, Sadistic Sean Hubbard, Judgment, Addiction, and Viper King.
Wow, you remember the
yeah,
list?
Yeah, all of them.
Oh, is that Addy doing
Batman?
Tanky, go eat your hash brownie.
And of course,
and shut up.
As a Scottish Anarchist did post in the chat, folks, the Supreme Excellence of Radio Awards voting is going on now. He did put the scene in the chat. If you show up to the show, it means you are normally at radio shows. That means I should see your ass in there. Do not make me start calling you fuckers out like I've called people off for pay-per-views and tournaments.
I don't think I'm going to make it. Because
every goddamn person knows that I fucking will.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 blah.
There's just so many freaking categories to vote for.
Mordred. Best ranting moment on air. We know
that
would have
been that would have been Mordred denied it.
Mordred, definitely.
Yeah, the and that is the one thing I am quite proud of. Icon actually made a category after hearing me go off on somebody. That is why best verbal beatdown is there.
That's right.
That's Mordred's hands down. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Tanko, you're on here a lot for the...
Yeah, and?
You're like 3 or 4 times.
Cool. I feel
so
loved.
So, folks, go ahead and get in here.
Nice.
I got someone else to bring on here.
Uh-oh, I know who's coming.
Welcome to the asylum. What the fuck up?
Hey, Uncle Mordred.
Oh, it's Kelly.
Hey,
the fuck up, Kelly?
What
Hi,
the hell? You voted for me.
Well, I thought I'd bring a little positive after all this lame-ass bullshit from the Queen of the Chibets and her bitch-ass husband.
I love you, Kelly.
I love
Aww.
You, Auntie Jericho.
Aww.
Oh, and I got someone else here as well. We're getting lively up here tonight, goddammit.
Fucking A.
Isn't that what a show is? Lively? Oh, supposed
What the fuck's up? Oh, and they hung up again.
Oh,
I
man.
That was maybe rowdy.
I got a feeling it was.
What a low
Mordred.
He comes in
Uncle
and tries
Mordred?
Again. I'm going to go off on him. And you
Uncle
guys don't
Mordred.
Need to go off.
Hold on.
What's up?
Hold on. Kelly wants to talk.
I have something to promote.
Yay.
Oh, well, we're not there yet, so hang on.
Damn.
It's huge,
Damn
too.
Fine.
All right, hang on. Oh, you're live. What the fuck's up? Hello?
Who that? Who there?
Okay.
Never mind.
336, you're live. What the fuck's up? And they dropped again. Okay, I got someone else as well. We are getting live here tonight. What the fuck's up?
Oh, my.
Hello?
Everybody keeps dropping.
Hey, what's
I
up?
I heard...
War Dog.
What the fuck's up, War Dog?
Hey, baby.
How are you, War Dog?
Feeling a little neglected since the sacrifice pay-per-view.
Well,
I'm
sure
not a
mid-carder.
I am definitely a main eventer. But I got to make my mark, that's okay.
Exactly. Trust
me,
I've got the roster is chocked full of opportunity.
I'm making my mark now. Mordred, I challenge you to a match.
Oh, that's not going
to
work.
Hey,
hopefully.
I'm going to go after the best.
My standard rule is I do not compete within my company. My job is to promote the talent within.
Well,
the only reason I broke that rule is with Realm, because of the issues that it went on.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
I know you're not scared. So, here's what I suggest: you pick anyone that you want to pick, and you give me a match with them.
Oh, I'll go.
All right, I will have that match for you at Weekend Warrior.
All right, and
I will look over the roster, and I will have the match set at Weekend Warrior.
Make it a no defense, no bag of tricks match.
Ooh.
Watch it happen.
That I will.
Make it a no FTW match.
And it will be hardcore, and it will be Iron Man.
Ooh.
Nice.
What?
My kind of match. Lots of respect, Mordred. Thanks.
Not a problem.
I'm still going to be here. I'm not going to...
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm making my notes here, and I see this other person's calling, so I'm going to try and get them back on. What the fuck's up? You're live.
Do it.
Hello.
What the fuck's up?
Nothing.
nothing but James Bolton.
Who is it?
Three guesses.
Don't care.
The White Rabbit?
Don't care.
What I thought, you know, I...
What are you having, a cow?
Sounds
no,
like
I
you.
Know exactly who it was. That's why I said they had something to say.
Sounds like they're swinging a cat.
I know exactly who it is, so I know they're still listening. So,
since
I know they're still listening...
Oh, here comes the man.
Wait, did you order to fire him?
Ding, ding.
It wasn't enough
ding.
That I just fired your drama causing lying two-bit ass.
Jesus.
So now you're going to make it a point of trying to harass my show, Mr. Rowdy Harrison. Let me tell you something. I will still bring you on because, you know, unlike the bullshit you tried to spew out of your cocksucker, I bring anyone on who comes to this show.
Mm-mm.
That is why I have an open forum.
I'm surprised.
See, unlike you, I have a set of balls. I have a spine. I'm not a two-bit bitch. So all you've done is proven time and time again that you are literally a two-bit bitch.
He likes to run.
I'm making
so
it
just in the last 5 minutes... I have brought you on three times. Two out of three, you ran as soon as I said your bitch ass was live. The last time, you actually managed to get two sentences together before you forgot your balls somewhere and ran to go try to find them. You know, it's only been 20 years since you had them, so I don't know why you're looking now.
They're probably under Realm's desk.
Damn!
In a jar.
So I mean, if you want
to
keep doing this
when
game,
he runs again.
Be my guest.
I think
Morgan,
he's having
Ryan, go
issues.
Go back and sit in your mom's basement and make your microwave burritos and, you know, just sit down there and play World of Warcraft and have
Morgan.
No be a virgin the
you
rest
know, Morgan,
of your
what
the fuck's
up?
From, hey,
Morgan,
you know,
you
he's run from more than one person on this show. He's
mm-hmm.
run from me, too.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have to give Rowdy a chance because he's.
Let me hear something great.
You have to give Rowdy a chance, guys. He is in between clients, 24/7. He's in between clients. He makes his money giving gummers behind the fucking 7-Eleven dumpster. You have to give him a chance.
But here's the thing. Go one more. Go one.
He has been given several chances.
Oh, by the way, Oh, okay. All right. He isn't. Never mind. Shut up, Tay.
No, Addy's not muted.
Okay.
He hung up as soon as he said get a life. He ran like a bitch, the bitch he is. I know he's still listening, so I know he can hear what I'm saying.
Boopah.
He's too chicken shit.
He is a chicken shit.
You're a fuckhead.
You know what sucks?
Worse.
No, I'm sorry.
That's insulting chicken shits everywhere. He's
you know what?
Lower
I'm
going
to put this out here right now.
Right here.
Because I know part
Shut
of
up.
What he's going to say. I know part of what he's going to say is because I'm at the board and I can do this and I can do that. Rowdy, I know you're listening.
Don't break it up.
Make a show at night. Pick a show that I'm not involved in. Pick a time. Pay up your insurance. Bring your ass. And I will show you why I had a category created specifically for me. Any show you want. I don't give a fuck where it is. I'll go on motherfucking Pyrus' show and own your bitch ass.
Ooh.
That's how serious I am about this.
No, you won't.
I don't give a fuck who it is.
You won't.
You wouldn't cheapen yourself.
Harrison, your mom should have swallowed because you're a disgrace to WU and you're a disgrace to the human being.
Oh, no, darling.
Well, Addy,
it's the cum shot that hit the wall.
Well, Addy, it is Pyrus, so I know I will be hung up on in 30 seconds, but it's all going to take me to own Rowdy.
Hey, boss lady.
You won't never have him on because Rowdy will have his mouth around Pyrus's pecker.
I'll make a specific show just for that.
Anytime, honey.
all I'm waiting to hear.
I'm loving this. This shit's getting sick. It's fucking great.
It is.
Do we have a day?
Do we have a day that B2B doesn't have any shows?
Thursday, isn't it?
Right now, Thursday. But you know what? Other than Friday, you can have a show whatever day you want. Because
Sunday.
We're special. We get two shows a day.
That's okay. I don't want to, you know, no. I don't want it to conflict with any other show on during the week.
Sunday. Sunday.
No. Thursday, Rowdy. Morgan won't have control of the soundboard. And I'll even have somebody on with me that will control the soundboard so that I can make sure everybody's brought on.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock CST. 10 o'clock, because you're stupid, for EST.
Hey, man. I'm EST. I'm not stupid.
I didn't say you, Tanky. Then you got 8 o'clock. You got 8 o'clock Mountain.
Yep.
I know you're out there listening, so all you got to say is yes. So all you got to say is yes and bring his ass.
Yeah.
I'll take care of the rest.
Hey,
Mordrin.
What?
If I called Rowdy douchebag of the year, would that be insult to douchebags?
Yeah. No, I mean, he actually achieved something.
Douchebags are useful.
Now, granted, that would be a first for his life to actually achieve something memorable.
Let me say something. I have actually had nothing to do with the Rowdy bashing tonight.
I will straight say. I said it at the
beginning.
And you're
one of the reasons why he ran from the radio show, Addy.
A few times.
Oh, I know.
I said it from the beginning.
Jason and Judge.
This was me.
Good. Dude, proud of yourself. I'm proud of myself when I make him run away.
He messes Addy everywhere he goes, so what the hell?
Oh my God.
I said it from the beginning.
I want him to keep my name out of his mouth. That's just how bad it's getting.
That I had shit to handle tonight.
Yeah, he'll go
high. A lot of people know I will cut up with people. I will book matches. I will set things up. But there are points when people need reminded that at the end of the day, I am the fucking boss.
You ain't nothing but an ass-kissing little bitch.
And that's what he got reminded of.
Well, it just keeps proving he's nothing but a pathetic fucking jobber. Chance after chance, time after time, slips out of the ring, leaves companies, pisses off the boss lady, welches on the boss lady, and what the fuck is next?
Yeah, if you piss off Susie, you...
Hey,
got
listen.
Something going. If you actually pissed off Susie.
Hey, it's not that it was the boss lady. No, I wasn't the boss lady in that match. I was just a participant, just like everybody else.
Oh, I hear you.
Company he welched on. That's what worked. You know, he welched on the company, and I want you to know, I've been in SAG. I'm probably one of the longest-running members of Sacrifice. Because I was in it in both runs.
Yeah, that you were.
I have put a lot into this company for him to welch like this on a company that I love and I respect the owner of. And, you know, Morgan and I have had our issues in the past, but I can't ever say I've never had his back. And
that's
I have
right.
it this time.
And thank you for that. Yes, we have at points.
May have left me at the altar, but I still have your back.
Got her to drop the F-bomb.
Still can't prove it.
Got a lot of tape of this.
There is no tape of it.
There isn't. There's no tape of it. Can't find the match. Nothing.
I lost it, damn it.
Okay.
Yeah, but as much as she laughs, she knows that we're probably right.
Hey, I have
much
never
as she
said
gets that cat
ate
the canary.
You admitted to it. You admitted you said it.
I have
on.
never I have never said I didn't. I just said y'all can't prove it.
So there's your proof. She did say it. She just wants us to prove it to the world.
You see, she's right, though. She does not
see, y'all kept
that
talking
word.
Y'all kept talking about, well, you're going to go find it, and you're going to show everybody.
We were trying to, and we couldn't find it.
Exactly.
And
I'm just sitting there going, why do you need to go find it? I've already admitted to it.
Then, of course, with the passing of Doc, that's who was working with me on that, because it was in UAWF.
Well, Mordrin,
yes.
you are losing your co-host a little bit early tonight. I do want to go start putting out feelers for a co-host on Thursday night so that you can own Rowdy.
That's great.
Completely up to him on that.
So, I'm still going to make the show.
Oh.
If he shows up,
Don't make the show yet. Find out if he's going to show up first, because that way, in case if anybody else wants to do any sort of promotional show or anything, that space is still open for them.
I suppose. Somebody get a hold of little I Have No Balls, Rowdy Harrison, and get his answer. But I still have to go. I still got other things to do. So, till next week, fuckers. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Peace out, Jer.
Later.
Bye,
my painters.
Bye, Auntie.
Goodbye, Mordrin.
Tacos.
Better justice.
Microwave burritos are good, too.
Microwave burritos? Depends on the type of microwave burrito.
I like microwave burritos.
Those are really good.
It depends on the type. There's some that, yeah, it's better off.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go, too. I got to get to bed.
Alrighty, Addy.
Okay,
peace out, brother.
Kiss all the puppies.
Yep.
Be sure to scratch Ladybug behind the ears.
Oh, yeah, she's scratched.
Alright, folks, we are at about 20 minutes. Real quick, Addy, before you go, is there anything you want to promote tonight?
The dictionary's coming back. I didn't even think about it earlier until this was very second. But
yay!
This is going to be good.
Huh?
I said it's going to be good.
For those of you who don't know what the dictionary is, it's funny. I should have 2 entries in the dictionary.
Yeah, eventually.
Addy, do you have the original link?
I do.
There's nothing in it, really. There's like 6.
Did you clean it out?
And the pictures are gone.
The old one.
I thought I had it.
The original link has got to be around.
It's on my old profile. But all the pictures are gone. Because that photo bucket's gone.
There it is. Yeah, dictionary. Yeah, I found it.
Here is the link for the new one.
Here's the old one.
And there is the old one, so there you got both links.
Which one's
the old one?
The old one is the one that Susie posted.
Okay.
I'm on it. I'm just
actually, there's a link inside that to the
yeah, the first missing image.
Yeah, it's always saying this person has moved or deleted.
It's very short, that one.
That photo bucket's gone.
Oh, because it was huge. It had so many. Oh, my God.
All your entries are gone.
Yeah.
That's what I
mean. It's empty.
They killed it when I was gone. They got in there.
That sucks.
It was the best thing ever.
I was in it twice. Well, I should have been in it twice. You removed me in one of them.
I'm surprised I wasn't.
I'm going to keep getting into these promos rolling. Viper, you got anything to promote?
Yes, I actually got 2 things. First of all,
I'm out of here. Got to go.
Night-night.
Later, brother.
I know Kelly's got something to promote huge. Let's go.
That's why I'm going now.
Okay, am I ready?
Go.
Okay, I've got 2 for Rolling Hills Asylum for Axe. That he's got 6 titles up. We just need a few more titles for that one, so you can contact me. And then I also have mine that I'm doing in... my
Vipers Gladiator Games I've got up and going real soon. So just looking for a few more people there. And the tournaments will be unlocked. When I hit 20 members, I'm going to do a special event. So that would be that from now on. Do you want me to add a link?
Yes, if you can, throw the link down there.
I think
Axe already got one there. Yep,
he
just threw a link in the chat.
For his, he's got one. I'm going to throw one in for mine.
Yep. Okay.
All righty, he's getting the link in there. Tank, what you got?
War Doggy has a brand new company, and it's called Balls to the Walls. I'm not sure if he's doing contracts right now, but, yeah, get your ass to his inbox and ask him for an invite. Tell him Tanky sent you.
Well, I would ask him what he has to promote, but I think you probably just took it.
I don't know if he's here, so that's why I said
I'm still here.
Yeah, he's still here.
He's got something
else. Do you have anything else you'd like to promote, War Dog?
Actually, I've taken over leadership of Hatred, the stable. We are looking for members.
All righty, so Hatred is looking for members, so hit up War Dog to get in there. All righty, I am going to get something else here. All right, so the next person on the list, what the?
Oh, Christ. Dad. Oh, man.
Welcome back.
Good evening again.
Good evening. I guess right in time for promotions as well.
I do. I have something I would like to promote, something that's going to be simply electrifying this weekend.
Really? Shoot.
Shoot? No, you don't want to say that word. You don't want me to do that yet. That's not good. Anyways. This weekend on Weekend Warriors, you get to see Judgment, the crushed, the torn, the ripped apart, hollow shell of a man that was, face off against his own flesh and blood, and Tank. It's gonna be great.
And as he mentioned, that is this weekend at the Weekend Warriors show, debut show for Sacrifice. So,
I know, I'm excited about it. How about you, Morgan? Are you excited to see this?
It's going to be a huge event. It's perfect for the show. It's exactly the direction I want to go in with the show, is I want there to be more stepped-up violent encounters with that show. So it does fit in perfect
violence.
Where I want to go.
Exactly. You've asked for violence, and by God, I have given it to you.
Well, there we go.
And now I must get back to torturing Freak. Let's see.
Oh, God.
Might be a little
Come
too
on,
graphic.
Man.
It'll be a little bit too graphic, so I'll just go ahead and cut the feed. Good night, everybody.
Oh, God. Matt.
God
Kelly,
damn,
don't you have something
enough.
To promo?
Yeah, Kelly, you're up, hon.
Yeah. Anywho. As y'all remember, a week ago on Happy Hours, I won a company by beating Flammy. Lord Amadeus' way of trying to keep me quiet after fucking up my Hummer. So, I've decided to make this company a hardcore company called Hounds of Justice Hardcore Wrestling. Still hear me?
Oh yeah, we can hear you. I was letting you go into it.
Okie dokie. I am still working out a few details like matches, title, payouts, and so forth. My future sister-in-law, Leia Dreamwolf, has already joined and has assisted me at building up the bank for the company. Thank you, sister. Also, I haven't given out any contracts or anything yet. I'm still working on that end. So anybody wants an invite to help me out, maybe help build the company, give me a shout-out.
All righty, there we go, everyone. So, first off, congratulations on A, winning the company, and B, for turning around to get something open up and running on that.
Thank you.
All righty.
And who's next?
Oh, let's see. I've gotten Viper, Wardog, Tank. Sean, what you got, brother?
This Wednesday night, right back here on Back to Basics, PWR Slam, with Rosie, Jules Malone, and Jesse, God, I can't even say this guy's last name, so I'm not even going to try. I'm going to post the link in the chat, and be sure to join us for our one-year anniversary spectacular on October 1st with Road Warrior Animal.
Oh, please quit.
Sorry.
Welcome back as well, Judgment. Anything to promote, brother? Judgment.
If Outlaw wants me to face Tank and Page, then I will do what he demands. But trust me, Outlaw, this war is just started. You and Amadeus will become my legendary bitches.
Oh. Will be something to see. Hey, boss lady, you got anything? Oh. You got anything there, boss lady?
Yes, I want to promote the Back to Basics Radio Network. Be sure to like our Facebook page. And if you've not done so, just a second, I'll give you the link, because we have a notes section of the Facebook page that has a list of all of the shows and the times. So be sure to go and like the Back to Basics Radio Station Facebook page and check out the notes. We try to promote all the shows every week on here. If you want to stay up to date, that's where you're going to find it. Tomorrow night, Unstoppable Super Show. Wednesday, as already mentioned, PWR Slam. Thursday, nothing as of yet. Friday, oh, well, Thursday is Soccer Pundits, but Friday, Save COH Radio and Back to Basics Radio. Saturday is Happy Hours. Sunday, sometime, is Judgment Show, which I never can remember the name because it changes. And then we're back to Monday with Asylum Radio. So check out the Facebook page. Be sure to like it and stay up to date.
All right, thank you, boss lady. And I got quite a few things to promote and kind of catch everybody up here at the same time. Of course, as the boss mentioned, tomorrow being Unstoppable Super Show. Now, during tomorrow's show, as a lot of people have heard all night, I'm going to promote it out there and toss it out for them, is the wedding of Hothead Red and D'Angelo. There is the scene for that going around to promote that as well. My that is there. So everyone that's here tonight, be there tomorrow night. Be there to help, you know, support them in the wedding. Be fantastic.
There's a bachelorette party tonight.
Yeah, y'all have fun with that? Oh, Lordy. Now, also, as it was brought up, you know, a couple of things here, as Icon brought up, the radio voting awards. I don't have the link handy. If you can throw that back in there again, Icon. Because I don't have it handy. I thought I did, and it was... It's not. Plain and simple, it's not. But as you know, the big thing that I have brought up, I will bring up again, as some of you know through Graveyard Radio, not around the company itself, though, Graveyard Wrestling is, they are getting things revamped. They are looking for talent. They're also looking for GMs. You know, you hit up Steffers, ask her, you know, if there is still openings on the GM side, or if you just want to come in there and talent, so the company is going to be getting back to running completely. So definitely a company I highly recommend. It has been a fantastic company, over 20 championships. So there is always something going on once things get rolling in that place. Without a doubt, I know quite a few people here on the air are also there. They can tell you the same thing. There is normally always something happening. So if you want an opportunity, it doesn't get any easier than that. You know, I actually make you work for it, but I'm creative with it. Which brings me to my last piece here, Sacrifice Championship Wrestling. I'm always looking for new talent. Come up, as you heard, a lot of the matches here tonight getting set up. You know, a lot of the special events that were tied in with this show tonight. All that runs through Sacrifice Championship Wrestling. Of course, mainly ran by myself in terms of the creative and the booking. One of my GMs, of course, Jerrica Page. My lovely wife, Missy, does all the different invites normally for everybody. She's probably going to be your easiest person to get a hold of for an invite, unless you're here on the show Monday nights. I'll tell you that right now, as I'm normally everywhere else. And this is the last call. If anyone has anything to promote out here in the chat, if you didn't call in, I will promote shit for you. Put it in the chat. Tell me what I'm promoting. Last call, folks.
Morgan, hey, thank you for letting me rip on Rowdy. I have to go.
All righty, boss lady.
Good night, everybody.
Night, night, boss lady.
Night.
I am taking a... Hey, I ain't going to promote you being awesome there, Lincoln. That's what I got locker rooms for. That's what I got show scenes for. Like I said earlier, I set the stage. It's up to you guys to step up and make something of it. That's why I normally don't compete in the company. I set the stage for you guys.
I have to interrupt you for half a second. 1 second. Nobody drives my fucking tank but me, all right? War Dog don't even drive my tank. Get over yourself. You ain't touching my tank, Bowden.
You did fine, Kelly.
Yeah,
Drifty
awesome.
Is throwing the chat here. One of the other companies that we have featured here on the show and promoted, Megatropolis. One of the new GMs over there, Drifty. Midgets versus regular-sized people is the theme. As well as some midget-only championships. Sounds like it's going to be a very interesting division just from that alone. So go check it out, see what's going on with it. Alrighty, folks. So it looks like that's about it here on everybody. So on that note, I am going to play us out of here. So I hope everyone enjoyed the show. Thank you all again for coming out here. As always, this has been The Asylum every fucking Monday night. Live here on the Back to Basics Network, as the boss lady said. So on that note, good night, everyone.
Peace out.
Peace out, fuckers.
Good night. Keep your stick on the ice.